Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Andrew.
I am also Andrew.
Hee hee, Abby.
Welcome, Andrew. You've been here before. This is Andrew Burford. For everybody who has been listening, you've given us so many things to give away, and another giveaway yet again for this episode, which we'll talk about later. But for those who are just joining us recently, maybe you have not met Andrew before, please tell us your favorite Coheed song, your favorite Coheed album, and how you got into Coheed.
Well, my favorite album is going to remain Second Stage Turbine Blade, because that's how I got into Coheed, and it's remained close into my heart. But my song's changed over the years, but as of Vaxxis 2 dropping, it is currently Our Love, and it will probably remain that way for quite some time.
And how did you get into Coheed and Cambria?
Well, a friend got turned on to him pretty quick when Second Stage dropped, and immediately gave me his copy and went out and bought another copy. So that showed you how much love he had for it. And that passed on to me. And I used that CD until it died. I didn't really have a CD burner at the time. So I just went out and bought another copy. And then I just have done the same with all the others since they come out.
Heck yeah. And Andrew R., welcome to the podcast. Please tell us your favorite Coheed song, favorite Coheed album, and how you got into them.
Hello. Thank you for having me. On the podcast, pretty excited to be here, and I like other Andrew here. My favorite Coheed song has kind of changed over the years that I've been listening to them with the new releases and stuff like that. But with the reevaluation and some of the deep cuts that we've been hearing live lately, my favorite happens to be 2113. I love the progressiveness of the song. And when it hits the Time Consumer area, my heart drops. I absolutely love Time Consumer, so to tie it with another song is amazing. My favorite album actually is The Color Before the Sun, because it ties to personal reasons, and it's such a beautiful album from start to finish, and Peace to the Mountain is a beautiful way to end an album. And I actually got into Coheed back in around 08, 09, when I was a freshman in high school. One of my best friends at the time, I went to go spend the night at his house, and he happened to have Rock Band. And like a lot of other people in the community, I got into Coheed, you know, playing Welcome Home. And then from then, I jumped into, you know, No World for Tomorrow and so on.
And now you're here. Seeing Prize Fighter, seeing Coheed, seeing Davenport on a cruise. I mean, goodness. We've had quite an impressive last few months in the Coheedverse. They've given us so much, and there's still more to come. And we'll have a totally different episode just recapping everything that has happened since really the last time we talked in November of last year. So a couple, 3-4 months worth of recap we have to get through. But today we are here to talk about arguably the biggest of all the happenings, the first ever Prize Fighter Inferno Tour. And we'll start out this fun conversation with my personal favorite element of this, aside from the music, getting to see that live, the merch, because, oh my God, we got some good merch. Andrew R. is wearing some of that. We got a new variant for My Brother's Blood Machine, which was a yellow vinyl with blood splatter. We got a new pressing for Half Measures, which was a lilac white kind of mush. And then we got a Virtual Pioneers pressing, which was like white with a green and blue kind of splatter. We got Bandwives stickers for some of the earlier shows. Those were actually free giveaways, just hanging out at the merch booth. We got some shirts. Andrew's wearing the Nightmare on Elm Street redo cover shirt, the Elm Street Loverboy shirt, where Claudio is Nancy. It's hilarious. It's so good. We got a Beekeeper long sleeve, and we had the purple hoodies, which were huge. They sold out, and then we got brown hoodies, which were also sick. And then we got the beanie. For the VIP, your Watchmen merch is the B-pin, a little bag, which I thought was tote size. It was not tote size. And then a laminate for both Watchmen and Watcher, but with the Watchmen, you do get the lanyard. Claudio had new guitar picks, which were super sick. They were black with pink accents. And probably my favorite item, the ring. How did you guys feel about the merch? I know when they first pulled up with it, we literally like went to the van as they were unloading to take pictures and check it out. But what do y'all think?
That's a little sneak peek before we even got inside was quite exciting. So we can start preparing our wallets. But, you know, for me, getting the tour shirt always is a go for that ring. Absolute bonkers, you know, after seeing that piece of jewelry on the cruise. You know, we were always afraid of the pricing, but it was very affordable. You know, a lot of people were able to get to it. And then, you know, they had the vinyl, of course. We were so happy to have the vinyl tour variants. And then Cara Bay had a limited stock available of hers as well. So we were very happy to see that.
Yeah, definitely. I honestly, out of a lot of the merch that I have purchased from anything tied to Claudio with, you know, Coheed or Prizefighter, the ring is probably one of my favorite items that I have purchased. It is such an amazing piece, and it's something that I can wear and rock every day. And when people ask me about it, I can let them know and spread the word on the Prizefighter Inferno. So, you know, that's a win-win there. The merch is really awesome. The hoodie, I love the vibrancy of the purple, and it is amazing. And it's funny because with the beanie, a lot of us were kind of deceived when we were looking at it. It looked like it had like a reddish hue or a goldish hue, but it was more of like a light, really light red. And it's like, I love the quality of the merch that we had with the Beekeeper shirt was beautiful. The new vinyl variants are they look amazing. I've spun all of them at least once, and they all sound great. If not better than the previous pressings. But yeah, this has been an overall amazing merch drop, and I want to see Coheed do some collaboration stuff like this too, man, because the Elm Street Loverboy was a pretty sick design on a shirt. And not only that shirt, but the tour shirt and the Virtual Pioneer shirt were actually very beautiful shirts as well. So they hit it out of the park with this merch drop.
I like that you brought up the quality of the merch. Like, not only were the designs incredible, but like, they're printed on good quality shirts. Like, they're not the ones that we are typically used to getting recently, where they shrink after one wash and the designs are kind of like they fade really quick. These shirts are built to last. But everything has been quality. The actual VIP bundle that we got is miles ahead from some of the Coheed bundles. The cassettes are great and the pins have been killer, but I mean, this was like an experience of opening the bag and taking your VIP stuff out, as opposed to like just getting handed a cassette and a laminate, which is cool. Don't get me wrong, but this was like literally receiving a gift. And the entire VIP experience, we'll talk about that really quickly, was just a very intimate one. And I felt like we got way longer with Claudio and Chandra than we would get meeting Coheed. And I guess that's, you know, a different type of show. Like, this is their show, but I don't know. It just felt very intimate, and the venues, of course, that we attended added to that feeling, because they were a bit on the smaller side. But how did you guys feel about the VIP experience?
I certainly agree. It felt special. You know, not that seeing the guys with Coheed isn't special in its own way, but with Mage, it seems like there's so many people, and you have such a limited time to interact with them. We had, you know, upwards of sometimes a minute with some people to talk to them and show your appreciation for them actually bringing this project to the real and us getting to hear it, you know. And also we had the wonderful experiences of having David and Kevin there. You know, they provided such abundance of skill and Black Magic on that Eurorack, you know. So we were glad to have them as well. But yeah, the quality of the products that we were given, I mean, that you know, we get pins and cassettes, but this B pin, oh my goodness. I mean, like, it stands on its own.
The B pin is pretty thick, and even the little pouch, even though it wasn't a big toe like we all thought it was going to be, the quality of the pouch is actually very beautiful. The inside, the lining, it's actually well done. And going back to, like, the shirts and stuff, and honestly, I can, this Elm Street Loverboy shirt, comparing it to, like, the one of the recent Coheed Tour shirts, like, those shirts are a little bit thinner than these Prize Fighter shirts. And the hoodie is way softer, and I love it. And this whole experience on this tour was absolutely amazing. I can definitely feel the intimacy and the atmosphere. And meeting, you know, Coheed is wonderful on its own, but meeting Claudio and Chandra and getting to see Atlas, meeting them, you know, as a family was just a whole nother experience. And being able to see them perform live as a family and enjoy themselves out there, it was, you know, I live for moments like that, you know, and they look like they were having a whole lot of fun. So would definitely love to see another run of this.
Absolutely. And it felt like not only were we seeing them as a family, but we as the fans, you know, knowing each other and creating group chats and talking in the groups and talking in Discords, and it felt like we were just surrounded by our people. And you do get that feeling always at a Coheed show, but with something as intimate as this, it was indescribable. And most of us saw each other back-to-back nights, so it's just, we're just all traveling together and eating at the same places and using the same Whole Foods bathroom. Like, you know, it's just those things that help bring us together. But we also had another performance aside from the Prize Fighter. We had the wonderful opener, Caro Bay, who was this duo of husband and wife. And they played like indie acoustic music, very on par for the Prize Fighter tour. But man, they absolutely crushed it. And Andrew got the first set list from the first show for Caro Bay. Can you read us some of the songs?
Didn't quite get as many of our newer songs, but we did get Ghostbusters, Colorado, Eat Your Heart Out, Stupidly, you know, stuff like that. But it really drew you to the core of what she is. And with her husband playing along, really showed you the atmosphere they were trying to bring. And they are so kind. And, you know, at the merch table, they were, you know, doing meet and greets and signing all the merch that you would ever want. And also they had the opportunity to play in a hometown show for her husband in Philly. And that was wonderful as well.
I will say, though, as much as Caro Bay was a perfect opener, in my opinion, You want to capture some of those moments, right? Like you want to savor some of those moments. And apparently, Andrew's not allowed to do that.
Some venues have restrictions on what certain people can do, but typically they're posted ahead of time of the tour. Or if the artist doesn't want things to be done a certain way, they'll let you know, so you can go into the experience prepared. And not get kicked out for unusual reasons. So unfortunately, looked like there was a miscommunication between security and the tour, that some were apparently thought that there was to be no recording or no live streaming of the event. And they singled a certain Andrew, namely me, out and decided that I was no longer allowed to stay for the show. So I was escorted out. And very thankfully, I had some friends stick up for me and, you know, were able to encourage them to allow me back inside. But I was able to see the entire remainder of the show.
That's just absolutely crazy. I mean, like you said, if there was a problem with the recording or streaming or something, they could have had the rules posted. But at least it worked out. They were able to catch the rest of the show. Andrew, what did you think of Cara Bay?
Pretty amazing, honestly. She blew my mind with what I heard. I'm blind to a lot of the music world. I listen to a lot of Coheed and a lot of Prize Fighter mainly. And when I'm not listening to them, you know, I listen to very few other bands that I grew up with. But so I did that purposely coming into this tour to kind of get a feel of her music live, because there's nothing like hearing the music live rather than, you know, on a CD or at your home, you know, over the radio or something. She came out, she did her thing, and man, she blew my mind. And honestly, my favorite song of the set that she did was Ghostbusters. And it's came into my daily rotation of music. Can't wait to see what else she puts out here in the future, and hope to see her tour, her and her amazing husband, who was rocking that electric drum set. Man, they killed it. They really killed it. They blew my expectations on that one. So I give them props for coming into this tour. And they were a perfect fit for Prize Fighter as an opener. So.
Heck yeah. Well, now the time has come for us to talk set list. The meat and potatoes of the reason for the season, the Prize Fighter Inferno, Before They Bury Me 24 tour. So the VIP songs alternated between a Phoebe Bridgers cover of Funeral and a Coheed and Cambria cover of Wake Up. Weird saying Coheed cover when it's Claudio playing, but, you know. But the main set is as follows. The Going Price for Home, More Than Love, Roll for Initiative, She's the Brains, Moses Early, Wayne Andrews, Gunner Recall, Who Watches the Watchmen, Rock Bottom, Elm Street Lover Boy, Death Rattle, Pistol Pete Matty, A Death in the Family, and then the encore was Virtual Pioneers. Whoa. All right. So, with that, I'm going to pass it around the room. You guys let me know which shows you went to, which shows were your favorite, what was your favorite song they played, and a song you hope to hear if they tour again.
Well, I was able to attend the first three shows, the first two being in D.C., the first show, and the replacement first show. Had Watcher for the first show on, and then the following day I had my Watchmen experience, and then Philly I had GA. It was really exciting to be there for the live debut of so many songs we've been waiting to hear, and you know, a 14 song set plus the early entry song. I mean, we were overwhelmed with the amount of stuff. I was not expecting it to be going that far and that long. But we got some deep cuts, you know, great strong choices. And then, you know, Kevin and David being there for part of my Watchmen photo, that was really nice of them to go out of their way to do that as well. So the first show was the one that really hit me. Got to experience Cara Bay for the first time, you know, see their bringing their music to us and, you know, being that perfect match, like I said, for the tour with her husband as well, just killing it on stage. And then Philly was special for me because I've got a place in my heart for Philly because it's the home of our boys, Kay and Ashi, and they showed up and they were singing along and it was amazing. You know, that was always, it's always fun to see them. I love them, you know, and seeing them support Claudio in all of his projects is always great to see after seeing them on the cruise. My favorite song they played live was More Than Love. It just hit different live. It just stole it. Being the first single that they released off of City Introvert, I believe it was April 3rd, 2020, that we got it, the first taste of it. Getting that live, just oof. And then seeing David work his magic on that Eurorack is just a beautiful thing to see. And then, you know, my Cara Bay's favorite song, I originally thought it was going to be Ghostbusters, but it ended up being Colorado. It just really was amazing to see that live. And what I want to see, if they do another tour, second leg, for early entry, I want to see them do a Coheed cover. You know, two's my favorite one. I just need to hear it, period. And once in my life. And then we need to have Margaretville Dance. I mean, we just need it. And then, you know, of course, my dream set would, of course, be featuring Josh, you know, doing Stray Bullets. But we'll see if that ever happens. That's about it.
So you mentioned Dave and Kevin, and I would be remiss if I did not go through this, but Kevin Allen is Coheed's guitar tech, like on tour, but also played in the band One Small Step for Landmines, and they performed that split with Davenport Cabinet on the cruise. So Kevin is deeply embedded in the Coheed verse of it all, and it was really cool to see him with Prize Fighter playing guitar and setting everything up, essentially, with David Parker, who we have also talked about on this podcast, but he's deep in the Weird Science end of things and produced a lot of tracks and played with Coheed proper doing keys. So it was like a big family reunion on the Prize Fighter end of things. You have Ernie doing the tour management end of things. Blaze was at these shows. And then the person doing merch, she was awesome. She was just jumped right in and felt like a part of the team and was really helpful and knowledgeable about the merch that they had even on the first few shows. The stage design was also really cool. And I believe that Chandra built that design. There was flowers on this triangular wooden shape, and the lighting were great. They had matching outfits. But yeah, Dave played this Eurorack, which features a theremin, some synths, and one of Claudio's modulators, I believe. So that was really cool to see in person, especially from following the Twitch streams, like seeing them be used on there and then actually in person. That was really cool. But Andrew, how about you? What shows did you go to? Which one was your favorite? What was your favorite song that they played? And a song that you hope to hear if they ever tour again?
Well, I had the luxury of attending the two DC shows of the tour. I wish I would have been able to attend more, but I'm very, very grateful to attend the first two. It was quite an experience. My favorite song that they performed was probably She's the Brains. I love the part where you can see the emotion in Claudio's face, and he was like, "Don't you say that." It really hit me, you know, in my feels, especially with what's, you know, going on in my personal life and stuff like that. So it that song definitely hit it home for me. Definitely would love them to perform Erizo live next, hopefully on the next tour, Erizo Schultz. That would be amazing. That's also on my daily rotation. And, this was very, very amazing. I'm still speechless to this day on what I got to experience. And I really hope that we get to see more of this. And Claudio pulling out the harmonica was pretty amazing. He became the harmonica lord in one night when he was ripping it in Gunner, and that was quite an experience there. And their coordination on the dressing was pretty nice and fancy. And you actually bringing up the set, Devin, that background with the flowers holding the flowers is actually in the Going Price of Home music video also. If anyone looks in the background, you'd be able to see it in the background. So that's pretty amazing. But I loved everything, and David, I give him, you know, props for coming out here and working the modulator and stuff, and Kevin out here supporting, you know, his friend Claudio, and everyone who came out, you know, Travis Kawanashi coming out and supporting Claudio. It's been an amazing experience this tour, and hope to see more from from the folks.
Absolutely. We also got some Coheed lore from Kevin. There was, in addition to some candles on stage, there was this metal frog. And apparently it's been a paperweight that Kevin has used for years that Claudio had just never noticed or picked up on, and jokingly named it Orion. But that is its name now. It is stuck. And this was info from West Coast Devin, because he went to like 9 shows. And so it started to kind of become a little bit of a joke. And if you're in Claudio's Discord, I think it's just all frog and ranch related memes right now. So, yeah. But anyway, I also, like Andrew B., went to the first 3 shows, and there was just something about that very first show where you could literally hear a pin drop in that venue, because everyone was just absolutely locked in to hearing these songs for the very first time. And I don't know if anything could compare to seeing an entire set sans maybe 2 or 3 songs that have just never been played. Like, this was their first performance ever. So that was really cool. And I personally think that either Virtual Pioneers, The Going Price for Home, or Pistol Pete Maddie would be my favorite. It's a real toss-up. I've been going back and forth between all 3 of them as to which one would be my favorite. But I will say the interludes that they did, there was one that was straight up just like a lo-fi jam. That was sick. That should be a full song. I would pay for that. And then if they tour again, Margaretville Dance, probably Half Measures, and Stay Where You Are. I think those would be cool to see. We are also joined by some special guests. Please introduce yourselves, and I have some questions for you.
It's Kimberly, and
I'm Brandon.
Well, welcome. We're doing some tour talk, so tell us what shows you went to on the Prize Fighter tour. Which one was your favorite, and why? The favorite song, your favorite song that they played, and a song that you would like to hear if they ever toured again.
So we went to both of the DC shows and the Philly show together. And then I was fortunate enough to also go to the San Francisco show, which was the last show of the tour. And I would say my favorite show was the first show, because there was just sort of like this magic in the air, and it was quiet, and everybody was just on the edge of their seat waiting to hear the songs live. And there was just a different sort of vibe in the crowd, a revenant, if you will, where everyone was just so excited because we had no idea what it was going to look like, what it was going to sound like live, you know, how they were going to do a lot of the electronic stuff. Had no idea about Claudio busting out a harmonica on a couple songs. So it was really cool to sort of see all of that happen for the first time. What about you?
I agree. I'm not much of a talker. Just like it shows, I just hang out. I had a good time. I like people.
Yeah, all of the shows were great. San Francisco was also special for the, you know, sense of confidence that they had, that they had completed a whole tour doing this, and that, you know, they felt happy that they did it, and, you know, mentioning that, you know, maybe they would actually do it again. And so I think that was a different feeling than that was at the first show, which was like, oh, I don't know how it's going to go, if people are going to like it. So it's cool to see that sort of change in the artists as well, like to see how their confidence and their happiness and what they were doing sort of grow throughout the tour. My favorite song, it's a tie between She's the Brains and Death Rattle. I enjoy both of those songs a lot. He loved all of them, so all of them were his favorite. He doesn't know any of the song titles. But I would love to see Stray Bullets. So on a future tour, I'd love to see a little cameo action, and I'd love to see Stray Bullets get played, I think would be really awesome. Is that all the questions? Sorry.
Yes, I know. There was a lot of questions. Brandon, do you have any recommendations for next time if you don't know song titles? Just in general.
No. I don't have any in general at all. You know, I like the energy they had on stage. It was really fun, and it looked like it kept getting more playful as the tour went on. But it was good. Every show I saw was good. Music-wise, he could play a trash can with his hand, and I'd be like, yeah, that man knows how to play. It doesn't matter, and I'm about it. So other than that, no, I like the energy. I like how happy and family-oriented it was. It was really cool just to see how they reacted or interacted with Atlas. And you could see when they looked up on the banisters in D.C., every time their eyes would just light up when they would look up there. And they just added a new element to the show. So that was cool.
And shout out to Cara Bay opening, setting the tone for the show. She and her husband, John Lee, did an excellent job. And I think having them also sort of bring that sort of energy too as the opening act was incredible. They did a great job.
Absolutely. We're going to backtrack a little bit since y'all missed a little bit of the conversation. We did talk about all the merch, but you also made stickers to hand out, which was so cool. It was very cruise vibes. So both of y'all made stickers, or was it just Brandon?
He made them so I could hand them out because he knows I like sharing with people.
So I recently bought all the stuff to make stickers, so now moving forward, I feel like it's going to be a thing at every show. I can just make as many stickers of whatever I want, period. So.
And then just, you know, walking through the line and making people smile and just say, hey, would you like a sticker? And then, you know, that helps grow the community and make people feel good about coming up to us at shows, because we're always trying to make a safe, happy place at a show. You know, you want to dance, you want to sing, have a good time. That's what we're about. I do the dancing and singing, and he does the happiness, you know, like.
I think we need a PFI pit next time.
Ooh.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that kind of wraps a little bit of everything up. But before we close out today's episode, we do have one final piece of business to take care of. And Andrew B, he's always looking out for y'all. We have a tour variant of Virtual Pioneers to give away. Not only is it a badass vinyl variant, but Andrew also got it signed by Dave Parker, Chandra, and Claudio. And also decided to include a ticket stub from one of the first Prize Fighter shows ever. So check out our socials to see how you can win this incredible giveaway. Seriously, Andrew, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm just so glad when I have the opportunity to get something and share the experience for those that weren't able to attend in person, whatever the case may be. But whoever wins, enjoy. I was so happy to be able to have the opportunity to get it for you, and look forward to more in the future.
Heck yeah. And hopefully we'll see some of this merch online, because it was phenomenal. But
that hoodie, though, is so soft. Like, the best hoodie of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
Did you end up picking up a brown one as well?
No, I wasn't at any of those shows. But I also wouldn't wear it. Like, so the purple was perfect for me. So I was really happy about that. But I did get a ring. Those sold out. So I was excited. I could be a part of the...
How soon did they sell out?
Arizona, I guess. Because the people in California were all bummed.
Okay.
But they still had tour vinyl, though, because Ashley started rationing them, and she started taking only 20 per show, because the first couple shows she didn't realize they were limited. So that was really nice that she was able to parse them
out.
Make
them last, yeah.
Yeah.
But they still had, did they end up selling out at the end of the last show? Okay. Yeah.
So there was a poster at the last show, just the last show, though, right?
Correct. Only one poster for the whole tour, and it was at the final show. Yeah, it was adorable, and I was really excited that I was able to get one and hand carry it home. So It was dicey though, because I didn't know that there was going to be a poster until I was already there, and you know, no tubes and you know, life. But I think of Dungeons and Doodles, or Doodles and Dungeons, Dungeons and Doodles did the artwork. There's Doodles and there's Dungeons, and they did great.
It is a really cute poster. It has Chandra with the
Freddy glove.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was super cute, and just that, like, it fit the whole theme, the color scheme, everything was really great. Also, Brandon doesn't like any merch whatsoever, but he did like the VIP embroidered bag. Mm-hmm. And that was the one thing he's like, actually, I want to keep this. And that is saying something for Brandon, because he doesn't have any notion to keep anything ever. So he's nodding strongly, because this is not a video podcast. This is an audio podcast.
He's nodding even stronger.
So it was really cool to see a different sort of VIP merch experience. You know, we got a pen and a lanyard, but the bag was like next level with that embroidery. And so I thought that was a really nice touch. And now the tarot cards from the collector's editions of the comic fit right on into that tarot bag.
Oh, that is, the collector in me wants to keep them with the book, but then it's like, but I could just have all the tarot cards together in the bag. Oh, and also I really truly thought it was a tote bag, and then I looked back and they posted the dimensions. That's on me for
Well, they had a mound of them left over, and I don't know if they just over-ordered, but Ernie just made a pile on the last day, and he looked like a dragon with his horde, and he just, like, went over to the pile and just grabbed a couple and then went and handed them out and then went back and then came and handed them out, so.
I think Atlas packed some of them, too, which was really cute. Like, it really was, like, a whole family experience, and, man, just added an extra level to, I guess, like, the emotion or the good feelings that this tour brought. But, man, I really hope they do play these shows again, because the tour dates really weren't super expansive, and they missed a lot of places where the Children of Defense resides.
Like us. But, no, it was great. And, you know, I'm just glad we got to be a part of it.
Final thoughts on the Prize Fighter tour, the Prize Fighter in general. Let me have it.
Well, I mean, we couldn't ask for a more, like, amazing tour. Like, our expectations were shattered. You know, being so family-oriented to it just being, bringing those songs to our ears live. You know, I never thought I would see that in my lifetime, because Claudio's, as he said, it's for the bedroom. But, you know, getting to hear them really hit me deep, and I'm so thankful for it, and would totally support them doing it in the future in any way that I can. But more than that, getting to see my friends, you know, whether it's the first time or multiple times, you know, meeting those internet friends in life, you know, is always a great thing to have.
I agree. It was an amazing experience, this whole tour and me traveling down from Texas to a super cold area, which I normally wouldn't do that for no one else, but I love Claudio and I love Chandra, so I'm gonna do it anyways. But I couldn't have asked for anything more from what I've experienced. It was such a beautiful experience in and out. And I applaud Claudio and congratulate him for a successful tour and for taking the risk of bringing these songs to light for us live. And I applaud Chandra and David and even Kevin being there by his side, supporting him and making, you know, a dream of his come true. And hopefully him seeing, you know, the feedback from everybody and everybody enjoying it and stuff like that really encourages him to start bringing more with the Prize Fighter, because I think Prize Fighter deserves, you know, as if not more attention than what it's getting now. because it's such an amazing project. And I agree, Claudio can play anything, and this man is a musical genius. Like I said, when he pulled out that harmonica, that really blew my mind. Harmonica Lord Claudio, make it happen. But looking forward to another tour in the future and seeing all my friends again. Hopefully at one of the shows here soon. And yeah.
I think we covered it. The bag was really cool, and he actually wanted to keep it, which is a huge deal. The merch, you know, really good quality shirts, comfort, good size selection, you know, all that jazz. The tour vinyl had green, which matters to me. Maybe not most people, but it matters a lot to me. For the most part, people really just were there for the good vibes. And I think that was a, you know, departure for some of the shows we've been to recently that are big, you know, shows with other bands, and, you know, people might not just be there for Coheed. And so this was very much like, you know, good vibes only. I think it was just amazing to see just the sheer talent on the stage, you know, talking about Dave and talking about Kevin. I mean, they're very talented individuals that don't always get the same sort of spotlight that Claudio gets for his talent and across many different things that he does. And even Chandra, her singing and harmonies and the dancing. And can we have a brief moment about her outfits? Like, fashion queen. It was spectacular. And so, like, the artistry top to bottom, the stage decorations, the candles, like the whole everything was just art. And so it was such a pleasure to be able to just watch art happen multiple times over. And I'm excited to see where Dave takes, you know, the theremin-esque instrument. He said he's really excited to try and push the boundaries of what it can do, you know, using all different kinds of audio files. So I think that'll be really cool. And I'm just excited that they shared it with us, because I feel like it felt like a very intimate part of his music creation. And that's why you said it was meant for the bedroom, is because he thought, you know, it's for him to get out because he needed to get it out. But it wasn't necessarily for, you know, pop consumption, you know, everyone sort of coming to see it. But I think him opening the doors and letting us see how him and Chandra kind of collaborate sometimes and make music is really cool. And seeing Dave, you know, collaborate, and then Kevin come in and just sort of quietly crush some guitar solos in the corner was amazing. So, all in all, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You're like the hype man in the background. Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, remember when you were a baby?
I do.
The Watchmen.
But who watched The Watchmen? Anyway, these shows were fantastic, and it was really cool to see people from literally all over the world come out to these shows. And I really hope that Prizefighter happens again, if not a tour, at least another show on the cruise, or maybe just as a VIP song, you know, if he's comfortable with the material now. And what a great opportunity. You already have Josh there to pull out Stray Bullets. And, you know, if Josh is doing a song with Claudio, there's also a Weird Science song that features Travis. And oh my goodness, there's another Weird Science song that features Zach. So, like, we can just never understyle these shows moving forward and Coheed-esque all night long. But for real, the merch was great. The songs are great. The tour package was phenomenal, and everyone involved absolutely crushed it, and I think we as fans also crushed it too. I think we showed up and the entire tour was either sold out or it sold out and the rooms got upgraded. So that was just awesome to see. But with that, this has been another episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Andrew.
I am also Andrew.
I'm Kimberly.
I am Brandon.
Thank you for listening. Thank you. got it. Heck yeah. First try. That never happens. That's awesome.
We were playing disc golf and I set my alarm for 1. I thought it was at 1 EST, not noon. So I apologize.
We're glad you made it.
So it was amazing.
Started an hour early.
No, you started at the right time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's because we're in Alabama.
There you go.
I'm using that as a blooper. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We'll see how this goes. Oh my gosh, Andrew, thank you so much. Okay. I have to record something very quickly because I forgot. I'll clip in where I said that in this podcast. Cool. All right.
We'll fix it in editing.
That's crazy, though. The powers of editing. Well, I'm going to stop the recording and let you guys live your lives. But thank you so much for joining me, and I really appreciate it. And like I said, this will be, oh my gosh. Is that a sticker?
It's about to be.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
But, that's my passport photo.
I just have one more thing. Can we take a picture? Okay. Oh, wait, that's the wrong. Pulling up a little. All right, smile.
Wait, let me get my. Hold on. Let's see. I got one too. Got one.
Wait, hold on. There's a little.
Heck yeah. All right. Cool beans. I'm going to stop the recording.